Hey everybody, Stephen here from The Truth About Dyslexia. In today's podcast, we're going to ask the lifetime question that we all ask ourselves, to-do list or not to-do list? That is the question. How do to-do lists work for right brain thinkers, for dyslexics, for those with ADHD? What's worked for me, what I've tried, and I've tried a lot of things, and how that can help you make your decisions. So if you want to become a bit more productive, this could be just the episode you've been waiting for. Okay, guys, let's dive into this episode. So what brought this to my attention? Now, a lot of people have been chatting to me about feeling unproductive at work and in life. I've been having a few chats about to-do lists with people, what works, what doesn't, because there are definitely some stuff that doesn't work. And it got me thinking about my journey with productivity and efficiency and how my brain works and how I've changed the way I feel about those things. Because, you know, not to sound too airy-fairy, how we view effectiveness, productivity, really matters when it comes to to-do lists and what we do practically. You know, we can sometimes get so over-focused on the practical changes in our lives, we don't slow down long enough to actually take a step back and look at a bigger view of the situation. You know, I've been guilty of this over the years, and I always know when I slow down enough to look at the whole view of what I'm actually trying to achieve, the answer is so much simpler and clearer. And I did a podcast a little while ago on sales and trying to become a great salesperson and doing some work through NLP on breaking through some boundaries. But one of the most amazing things that came out from that is when I used to think of sales, I got so cluttered in how was I going to do it. Did I need this type of software? Did I need to go to this many networking events? Did I need to do this? Did I need to do that? And what would happen with my brain is it would kind of overload to a point where it felt so uncertain, I ended up doing nothing. Or I ended up doing a very poor job of it, let's say that. And then what I did is I sat down with my business partners and we got super clear on the number of sales or the financial dollar worth of websites and digital marketing I need to sell. If you need that, please contact me. I'm more than happy to help. But being dyslexic, you'll probably go and try and do it yourself, spend 150 hours on it. Love parts of it, hate other parts, go through a life-changing journey. You know how it works. But I set a, you know, going back to the story from that tangent, I set a financial goal. And I said, this is what I have to close. And here are the rules of what a close means. We have to have a signed proposal, just for example. And I have to go through a very short process. So we made it super simple. Didn't have to write a million things. But there was a way of me handing it over to our production team. And so I wrote that number on my wall. It's on a little board. And keeping an eye on that, going, that's, you know, when it comes to the work of this business, you know, that I'm a part owner and I run with the team, my goal is very simple. It's that number on the wall. If I hit that number in 2 days of the month, that's all that matters. There'll be a few other bits for me to do, but that's what I have to hit. You know, nothing more, nothing less. And, you know, there's what sometimes used to happen with me is I'd put a number on a wall like that, and then I think, oh, I could double that or I could triple that. Or what if I only do 90% of that? You know, I'd start overthinking it. Instead, I just keep an eye on that number and realize that's what I'm focusing on. If I do more, that's great. If I do less, I'll just keep trying harder and keep getting better. And it's really simplified things. And I will come back to to-do lists, don't get me wrong. But stepping back, instead of looking at the 1,000 people I could follow up, the 150 different marketing tactics, the 28 networking events I didn't really want to go to, instead of getting stuck on all that, it's like, how can I earn that figure on the wall, that number, you know, quicker and easier than ever? How can I let my dyslexic brain work its magic and go backwards from that number each and every month? And how can I do it in as little time as possible? Because naturally, I'd rather be having fun. You know, I enjoy selling. I enjoy helping out my clients. but I also enjoy my time to learn and grow and help other people as well. So it's been a super valuable thing. And so how does that relate to to-do lists and becoming efficient and effective? In the grand scheme of it, you are naturally never going to be the most lineal, efficient person. It just doesn't work that way. We're the people that have a goal like that 24K, and we work out how to achieve it month on month in about 3 days, right? You know, that's how our brains work. We are excited about trying to go, how can I reach that target on the wall in 3 days of work? That excites us. That motivates us. That gets our brain thinking, well, if we did it this way, that could work. Or we did it this way. Or what if I cut that into 3 sales rather than 7? Or what would I need to do to, you know, our brains start to really work the way they were meant to. They're solving problems. Now, it's much different than if you have a to-do list, and I mean a top-to-bottom to-do list, so just a bit of paper with 25 things in it. We naturally can keep that up for a period of time, but it's never a natural thing. And I've tried a few different to-do lists, and I, you know, one thing I will say of to-do lists, the value I find from them is getting it out of my head. It is really, really important to put what's in your head either down on paper or onto your iPhone or draw it in little icons. It doesn't matter how you get it out of your head, but getting it out of your head will add some super value. The challenge I have is writing just text in lines just is painful. It doesn't work. Now, I've tried things like Trello. If you've ever heard of Trello, T-R-E-L-L-O, Trello boards and using emojis alongside the to-do, that was definitely helpful. You know, I learned about how much images do impact my interest in things. I would definitely go back to it. But what I did find is how much, I've used to-do lists on my phone on and off, but because they're out of mind and out of sight, they're not physical, I just forget they're even there, right? I might even be great at writing them in the morning, then I forget about them and carry on with my life. I then tried paper-based ones, and I drew a big target. So it was much more visual, and I put what's the most important task in the middle, the next important task out from that, and then one more out from that. So those are my top three. If I got those three done, it was a big tick in the box, and then everything else went around the edges in different areas. And that worked for a while. It just became a little bit too convoluted, and it took too much time to work out what those three in the middle were. And yeah, it was just a bit too much for me to worry about. And so I kind of, again, you know, doing a full circle here, I stepped back on to-do lists and decided to use my dyslexic mind and look from a much bigger perspective and say, what am I actually trying to achieve? You know, one, I want to get this stuff that I have to do today or tomorrow out of my head. So it's not stuck in there, scratching, going, don't forget me, don't forget me, don't forget me. We've all had that, right? Two, I want these to-dos to take me towards a bigger goal, which is basically something slightly different, but it's important that I have a set goal or I know what I'm trying to achieve. So for me, it could be that 24K for sales, if it's a sales to-do list. If it's health, I need to be clear on what I want. So that's super important as well. Three, having a picture or a visual component really helps me. If it's not just words, it helps me. I just know it's more attractive to my brain. And so that was important. And then finally, I want to realize that I'm not ever going to be a lineal person where I put the top priority at the top and then the second priority. It just doesn't work for me. I need to brain dump and then decide when I look at it, what's next on my list? What do I want to do? What do I want to tick off? And so what I started doing, and I've put a picture of this in the adult dyslexia group. It's called Truth About Dyslexia Support Group on Facebook. You're welcome to find us and have a little look. I took a photo of the one I did today, and you can see my little drawings of icons. You can see the tasks. Some will make sense, some won't. You know, a key thing about to-dos is you don't have to write a sentence for each one. You can just put something that triggers a memory. And I've put a little image, and it kind of looks like a bingo board if you're looking at it. Because I always used to like bingo and always thought that was pretty cool. You kind of cross things off. And I'm currently you know, I didn't have it on this one, but I've got some highlighter pens. So if something really is needed, it's really urgent, I can put a bit of green on that box. And then once it's done, I can put a big tick through it, be it with a black marker pen or similar. So I can start to play around with colors. But having it as a bingo board is quite fun. It's like some days I want to try and get, maybe if I have 9 tasks, I try not to put 100 tasks down. That doesn't help anybody, right? I try and aim for around that 9 to 12 tasks seem to be where I sit. Personal, family, friends, you know, if I get 9 to 12 things done a day, I'm pretty stoked, right? It's pretty good for me. And, you know, they're the things that move the needle of life. So I put those down, and then what I can kind of do is I can go, oh, do I want to play this like Connect Four? Or, you know, can I connect 4 of these in a row first? Do I want to do it diagonally, left to right, top to bottom? And it becomes kind of fun, right? And it's like, what catches my eye? What could I do next? And because of the image, it catches my eye. I read it. I go, yep, I can do that one. You know, podcast was on this list today. So bang, I'm knocking one off my list. And I think there is a real enjoyment of crossing off something on a bingo board. It's enjoyable crossing it off a to-do list. There's a little dopamine hit. But a bingo board just adds another level, right? Especially when you're trying to connect 4. It kind of gives you that that bonus points to the end. And once you've done a couple of lines, you've only got 3 or 4 things left. So you're like, oh, can I finish them all? You know, it's kind of exciting. It's kind of working for me, and I'm just always testing and measuring and adjusting. But the things to remember is, one, get this stuff out of your head. If you're not doing a to-do list or you think, hey, my writing's terrible, doesn't matter. Just jot something down. Scroll something down. No one's looking at it. You don't have to present it to a teacher. It's yours to keep. Secondly, try and use symbols or images. My drawings are terrible. Have a look at the one I put in the group. They're absolutely shocking. So don't be too offended if you're not, you know, a great drawer. 3, have some fun with a bingo board style. It's much more fun than writing in lineal writing styles. And give it a go. You know, just give it a try. And then probably the final thing I would say, and there's other podcasts on this around, is really get clear on the big picture of what you're trying to achieve. So often we forget this part, and we get so stuck in the to-do list and the how, our energy just drains away. And we can sometimes get lost in understanding what the effect of what we're doing is. You know, I know that if I do a couple of the tasks on my list, it's going to help me hit my 24K goal, which is the number I've got in front of me. So it's really exciting, and it's really enjoyable. So have a play. I hope you enjoy the one I've put in the group, and I'll be back next week. Thank you for checking out The Truth About Dyslexia. If you've enjoyed this episode, make sure you've subscribed on wherever you listen to podcasts. If you did like it and want to give me a review, I would super appreciate it. And thank you to all those who are sharing the podcast with their friends. This makes a massive impact to people living with dyslexia and other neurodiversities like ADHD. We've also currently got a webinar that's about to go live around dyslexia and confidence. To find out more about that, it should be in the show notes, or visit truthaboutdyslexia.com for more and to secure your place. We do have limited seats.